The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlaha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, the Amen.
Today's daf is being studied. לענו נשמת מרב זכרתי יפה בצלה ונשמת אברהם בן אסתר וחשב תרחם בגן עדן המת ולדב בן סרט ואשר אמר משה בן דינה ענן לפן אדום ואת הנפש ופת הגוף ואת הוקר בעד הבבחין ירסו ולמר אמן We begin today's daf on פה עמוד בית and we are starting four lines on the bottom בעי רבה שבט הפוחתתו בדמים מהו Till now we were always talking about a shevet, a worker's compensation that you got to pay the guy for out of work when it's a permanent out of work. Chop the guy's hand off. So that's it. The guy's going to be out of work permanently. He can never do the job of this hand anymore. So then we said, okay, can't do the job of the hand anymore. So you got to pay Nizik to cover that. And then the Ripui is the Shevet is now, when he's home, at least he could have been watching cucumbers. So you got to pay him for that. Now the Gemara's question is like this. Shevet, a out of work payment, הפוחתתו בדמים מהו? Where it's temporary. Which means, really the question over here is, it's a nezek zmani. It's a temporary damage. Till now we always talked about a damage where you chop the guy's hand off. And you got to evaluate the guy. It was worth this, it was worth that. So let's say you didn't chop the guy's hand off. Do you have to pay nezek what he was worth? He's going to get better. So how do you calculate a nezek on a temporary damage that is going to heal? True, you got to pay shevet because the guy's out of work. Pay his doctor, no problem. How do you evaluate a nezek in such a case? Pay for the guy's arm? He didn't knock the arm. The arm's going to come back. It's going to whatever. It's going to get healed. That's the Gemara really over here. The Gemara's question. Look at Rashi. Shevet apuhatatom bedamim. Ikau makah. Yerem makah. Shoot Sarik, Lishbot and Merakto. There's a full year challenge, Kibetaira. But at the end, it's going to be challenge, Kibetaira. Be okay, like it was. Enkan, Ela Shevet. Workers, you got to pay him for the money that he's out of work. Aval, Pohatu Akshav Damim, Shviyabad Mekir Akshav, Ayudami Pohatim. If you would sell him right now, it would be lower in his price. But if you wait, he'll go back to his original price. So, Gibran, what's so mau? Do you have to pay according to his depreciation now? Or do you say, no, since bottom line, he's going to appreciate eventually, because it's only a temporary makah, we don't have to pay for it. And that's the Gemara's question. Give me the case. Hechi dame. What tells us? Kegon chika al yado. He hit him on his hand. V'samcha yado. Now his hand got all damaged or wounded. V'sofa lachzor, but it's going to get better. Mai. This is going to get better. We don't have to pay anything when it comes to the nezek. Bottom line, right now, if you evaluate the guy went down in price. Whoever got to pay him according to what he is now. So that's basically Gemara's question. Nezek zmani. Right? Temporary nezek, do you pay for or not? Again, ripu you have to pay for. The shevet you have to pay for. Boshet you have to pay for. The tzad you pay for. But the nezek, what am I paying for? His arm? Because if you sell him on the market now, yeah, but now he's lower, but he's not going to always be lower. So Gemara says, Tashema, Hamakeh Abi Ve'imu. Okay. Halakha. The guy hits his mother or father and causes them to bleed. It's a Habura, Hayamita. Okay. Gemara says, Hamakeh Abi Ve'imu. Ve'lo Asabim Habura. He hit them, but he didn't cause them to bleed. He didn't make a wound. Or Ve'chaobel Ve'yom Kippurim. Halakha says, let's say a person makes somebody bleed. With a bruise on Shabbat. He doesn't have to pay. Why? Because kimni b'drabah mineh. On Shabbat, if you cause somebody to bleed like that with a habura, you hayav, sekila, if you don't have to pay. But on Kippur, there's no sekila for melacha. It's karet. Therefore, you have to pay. Because there's no kimni b'drabah mineh on a karet. So you have two cases where you have to pay. Again, number one, the guy was hit his parents, but didn't cause a habura. Now, since you're not dying for that, then you'd have to compensate them. or let's say made a chabura on Yom Kippurim, since you're not dying for that, you have to pay. The Gemara says, Haya b'kulan. I don't have to pay. You have to pay four or five damages. It's a regular damage. Good. Hi, shelo asa chabura hechidamim. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? You hit your father, let's say, without a chabura. How'd you do that? What's the case? The Gemara says, Lapkigon sheikal yado. Oh, must hit him on his hand. It's going to repair itself. It's going to get better. So you see what? You pay even for nizik zmani. You didn't cause a permanent wound. It's going to get better. And still with the hayab bikulan. So you see a temporary nizik you pay. Gemara says, no, amre, hachemai, I was getting a good shachar velo asab u habura. I'll give you the case over here where he deafened his father. And therefore he did not cause him a habura. And therefore that's not nizik zmani. That's permanent damage. It's a permanent damage without blood. He deafened him. That's what you have to pay for nizik. Of course, that's a permanent damage. But you didn't bring me a ra'yah for temporary damage. Gemara says, what are you talking about? Dama rava ha'choresh tabid neherag. Somebody deafens his father, that's a chabura. He gets killed for that. You know why? If yishi'i efshal la'charisha belo chabura. It's impossible to deafen a person without causing a little blood to come out of his inner eardrum. Tepad d'man nafla le'beudne. For sure, a drop of blood in the inner ear was caused to come out. Oh, so therefore you have no ra'ya for a temporary damage. Back to the case of the father. You cannot tell me the case is talking about Chersho. Because if the case is talking about Chersho, he'd die. Die, you don't pay. So give me a case again where you did the guy a damage. It's a permanent damage without blood. What did the guy do? He gave me a haircut. You know, he shaved his entire body. Now, you have to pay five. That's nizik. It's a damage. We'll see what the damage is. But there's no chabura. It didn't cause him to bleed. So the Gemara says, Gilho. What are you talking about? Gilho. Mehedar hadar. Oh, beautiful. Mehedar hadar. It comes back. And therefore, that's exactly what our subject is. Zayinu Bayan, that's our question. Our question was, a nezik that comes back, do you have to pay? Oh, now we know the nezik. He shaved his hair off. It's a temporary nezik. And still what we say, you got to pay. But there's no chabura. Beautiful. Right? We have the case. Come on, let's hold it. I'm going to ask you now. I'll tell you what the case is talking about over here. Kegon shesacho nasha. Delo hadar. Yeah, he gave his father a haircut, but he used the chemicals. And therefore, it's going to knock out the hair. It's never going to go back again. So there was permanent damage. So that's a permanent damage without a habura. That's why he has to pay. So you have no ra'yah to temporary damage. The case of the father was talking about, permanently put this chemical on his head, smeared it, and therefore caused the hair to be permanently damaged. But no proof to what we're talking about. Yeah? So give it us away. Tzar, you have to pay five damages. Okay, I got the nezik part, because I guess a guy with hair is sold for more money than without hair. Ken it is, that's what you have to say. Otherwise, what's the nezik over here? When you go to the slave market, the guy with hair fetches more money than the guy without hair. You have to say that. Okay, where's the tzar, but? So he took his hair off. Where's the tzar? He has to pay all five payments. But I say tzar, to eat the kartufne bereshe v'savhe mehaniu kartufne. He has ridges on his scalp. Okay? Now that you took the hair off, so especially when he puts this chemical on his hair, so he caused these ridges in his head to be in pain. It caused him pain. So he's got to pay for the pain. Ripui, what's the ripui? Debaya asuye. Now he has the ridges are causing him tzad. So he needs medicine to heal him. So he's got to pay medicine. Shevet. Now, why is this going to cause him to be out of work? So he's bald. Why is a bald man cannot go to work? So Gemara says, because the guy is a dancer. Dancers amongst the people in the marketplace. Part of his dancing is he shakes his head. Correct? But he can't shake his head anymore because he's got these ridges in his head that are hurting him. Therefore, he's out of work. But his head is part of his job. Moving his head. He can't do it anymore. So you got to pay workers' compensation as well. Bullshit! That's the biggest embarrassment. Your guy's bald now. Okay. Okay, so that was Rabbah's question. Back to the question again. Let's just conclude this here. Rava's question was, you damaged, temporary damage. Nezik's money, do you pay Nezik or not? He didn't know. He tried to bring an ayah, they knocked the ayah. So the Gemara says, Miltad de Bayel Rabba, the question, Pshita le Abaye, the Hakisa, Ul Rabba le Hakisa. Which means the question that Rabba asked, Rabba would hear, Abaye was Pashut him one way, and Rabba with an Aleph was Pashut him another way. Rabba was Mesubak, but Abaye and Rabba, they had an answer to this question. Why? Where do you see it? Itmar. Ika al Yado, or our case, hit him on his hand. Vitzamta, and it caused it to become shriveled. Temporarily. Vesofa al Azor. It's going to get better. Machloket. Abaye Amar, noten no Shevet Gedola, Veshevet Ketana. Oh, what's Shevet Gedola and Shevet Ketana? Shevet Gedola is the big payment, and Shevet Ketana is the small payment. Well, let's talk about the small payment, because everybody agrees on the small payment. Small payment means, right now he's out of work. Oh, you got to pay for that work. For the time he's out of work. Shevet Gedola means you have to also assess him temporarily. His price went down, pay for that also, even though it's going to get better. Rava says, no. You pay him Shevet Ketana. Pay him for whatever he's out of work today. But I don't got to pay him now for his devaluation because he's going to be reassessed to a higher price. So whatever Rabbah's question was, Abayin and Rabbah was Pashut to them either one way or the other. Neshi. Shevet Gedola. Deme Yado. Good, that's the payment for the hand. All the days that he's out of work, until he gets better, that's what Rava says. Which means, this is very important, Rava says you don't pay him like a Shomer Keshu'im. You have to pay him what his job was. Because you didn't pay for the hand. That's a very big point. I paid for the hand already. You devaluated. The hand's covered. Now, paying for the minimal job. Mashiach, according to Rava, you didn't pay for the hand. So now when I pay him on a daily basis, I'm not paying him for Shomei Kishu'in. No, I could have been working my regular job. But if you got to pay him for the regular job, what a guy like this does in the shul.
Gemara continues, Itmar, Akotei Ayad Eved Evri Shel Havero. Person cuts off the hand of the Eved Evri of his friend, meaning mamash kitia, he cut the hand off mamash, and if he has to pay nezek, obviously for the hand, because the hand's not coming back, and therefore he's not going to be able to do any more work in the capacity that he was able to before. So Gemara says, Abaye Amar, noten lo shevet gedola la'ebed. Oh, the question is now, who gets the payments over here? So the nezek goes to the eved himself. He gets the money or the compensation for his hands, even though the Adon himself loses out, now that he has an Eved Evri without a hand, but the Eved receives the compensation, because when he goes out free, he's going to need the payment for his hand. So therefore, Abiyah says you give it to the Eved, the Shevet Ketana Lerav. Shevet Ketana is the temporary loss, that while he's still an Eved, now he's not going to be able to work in the same capacity as he was able to previously. Now he can only be a Shomer Keshu'im, let's say. Now he's not able to really do too much. So the Shevet Ketana is given to the to him as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Shevet Ketana, he gets it as well. Because after he's an Eved, he cannot work anymore. He could only be a Shomer Keshu'im. So I forgive that to him also. So basically, Abaye says everything goes to the Eved, the Nezek, the Yad, and the loss of now wages going forward, that he's not going to be able to work in the same capacity that he was able to. Okay. Mechila. The Gemara says, Abaye Amar, I'm reading again, Noten lo Shevet Gedola la'Eved, Veshevet Ketana la'Rav. That's clear. So that you give to the Mezek, he's still working there. So therefore, the Adon now is losing out on that loss, what he was able to do before. Now he's not able to be work in the same capacity. So therefore, the Shevet Ketana goes to the Rav. Rava Amar, HaKod Yinaten Le'Eved. That's what he says. Rava says, give everything to the Eved himself. V'yilakach Bahen Karka. And let him buy Karka with it, fields. V'harav Ochel Perot. And the master will benefit from the Perot until he goes free. So that's a way to compensate the master in the interim, which is everything goes to the Eved, but so long as the Eved is still working, so at least the Adon will be able to eat from the fruit from the field. Gemara says, Peshita, Pihet, Etzel Atzmo, the Etzel Rabbo, Lo Pihet. Jeez, the Gemara is saying, Abayin Rabbah are arguing on only one case. Peshita, it's Pashut, Pihet, Etzel Atzmo. Let's say the Chovel Mamash damaged the body of the Eved. The Etzel Rabbo, Lo Pihet, it did not cause a damage, let's say, to the Adon as a result of it. Hechi, I mean, what's the case? The Paskil, the Rish, One, which means he cut, let's say, the tip of the ear of the Eved, doesn't affect the Adon, or he cut, let's say, the tip of the nose of the Eved, that doesn't affect the Adon, so everybody agrees, HaKol La'atzmo. Everybody agrees, of course, what's the Mahlokah? Of course, the Adon doesn't lose anything on that. The Mahlokah is going to be on the case of Bihet Etzel Rabbo, like our case over here, by cutting, chopping his arm off, that already causes a loss to the Adon himself. That's going to be the machloke between Abaye and Rabbah. Good. Okay. We continue. Bullshit. Everything goes according to the one that did the embarrassing and mitbayesh, and the one that got embarrassed. Mani Matnitin, who was the author of Amishnah? Again, Amishnah holds of the relative theory. Everything is relative. Lord be Meir, Lord be Yehuda, Lord be Shimon, he Litnan veChulan, which means whether you have an Ashir or an Ani, if a rich guy or you have a poor guy, Roin Otan, when it comes to paying boshet, if you embarrass them, Ki'ilu hem b'nei Chorim, Shiyardu menichsehim, we look at the guy as a regular person that had money and lost it. That type of status. What would be the bullshit of such a person? Shehen b'nei Abraham, Yitzhak, v'Yaakov. Look at Rashi, please. Rashi says, Ru'in otan v'afilu ta'ashirim. Even if you embarrass a rich guy. Ki'ilu yardu. V'en shemin ta'ani lefi aniyuto lehakel. Ani has less bullshit. We don't judge the ani like he is, and therefore pay less bullshit. No, we look at him as a rich guy that lost his money. That's a bigger busha than a regular ani. Velo et ta'ashir lefi oshro. The ashir lefi oshro is going to be a high boshet. Shadeh en nidme boshto sof. There's no end. We embarrass a rich guy, the embarrassment is endless. Ela kulan shavin lekach. You put one set price, fixed price for boshet when it comes to embarrassing an ani and ashir. We don't want to make the ani too little, and we don't want to make the ashir too high in the boshet. So we put a fixed price. What's the price? We look at the guy as he was a rich man that lost his money. How much bullshit does that guy have? A former wealthy guy. Understand the calculation over here? We calculate the guy that got embarrassed. What would be the embarrassment of a person that had money and lost it? By doing that, you're upgrading the ani a little, and you're downgrading the ashir a little. Okay? You're making it a little more fair. That's the bimeir. What does that mean when he says, by the way, Shehem b'nei Avraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov? How did we learn those words over there? Yeah, unless he tried to say we give them a break of some sort. Okay, what does the Biudah hold? The Biudah omer, Hagadol lefi godlo, v'katan lefi chotno. No. Based on what the guy is. Gadol, you pay bigger bullshit. Katan, lower, you pay less bullshit. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ashirim, Ru'im Otam Ki'ilu Hem B'nei Chorim, Shiyadu Menichsehem, Va'aniyim Kifchutim Shebahem. Which means, when it comes to Ashirim, Rabbi Shimon says, we look at them like what? B'nei Chorim that lost their money. Therefore, you're downgrading it a little. And according to the Aniyim, Pechutim Shebahem. You look at it as the lowest of the aniyim. Rashi, kifchotim shebaim, pechotim shebaim lehakel. Dekevan de'anihu, boshto, kalla. So it's really lehakel. So you don't have to pay too much boshet. When it comes to an ani, you look at it as the most ani. The most ani doesn't have too much boshet. So if everybody gets downgraded, the rich guy gets downgraded, and the ani gets downgraded. The rich guy gets downgraded like a guy that lost his money, what's his busha, and the poor guy gets downgraded like the ani shebaaniim. So that's the shita of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Shimon. So comes the Gemara and says, Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah based on the three shitot that we just saw? Rabbi Meir, can't be. Matnitin ketani yakod lefiyem mebayesh vemetbayesh. Right? According to our Mishnah, it said it goes according to the relative. Who is the guy? And Rabbi Meir said, Kudlehu ba'de adadi ninu. He gave a fixed bullshit. He said the bullshit is what? A rich guy that lost his money. That's a flat across the board. So it cannot be him. Amishta said later on, he's going to say that if a person embarrasses a blind man, he's hayav to pay. So it cannot be Rabbi Yehuda. It must be that our Mishnah is following Shitat Rabbi Shimon. And what? Hakol lefi ha-mibayesh ve-mibayesh. Which means, if he's a rich guy, it's one way. You judge him like a guy who lost his money. And if it's a poor guy, it's a different calculation. It's what? Like Ani Shibaniim. So therefore, that's the Shita Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon. Kabbalah says, Afidu Tema Rabbi Yehuda. You can even say the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Ki Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Some En No Boshet. That which Rabbi Yehuda says later on, that a blind man has no Boshet, Lemishkal Mineh. Which means that's if he is the one that's doing the embarrassing. But if he gets embarrassed, you pay him. So therefore, it can be a Mishnah. When it says, so man that gets embarrassed, you pay him, Rabbi Yehuda can agree to that. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda can be the author of a Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yehuda also said, what? Akol lefi ha-mibayech, akol mibayech, akadol lefi godol, vakatan lefi kotno. So therefore, a Mishnah can indeed be, as well, Rabbi Yehuda. He asked me a question from Someh. Nah, he just meant Someh doesn't have to pay bullshit, but he collects bullshit. That's what Amishnah meant. Comes Gibran says, Damit Diktani Sefa can be. We learned at the end of Amishnah later on, it says, Amibayesh et Yashin. You embarrass a guy that's sleeping, Hayav. The Yashin should be Yesh Patur. But if he embarrassed when he was sleeping, he's Patur. So it gave both ways. You embarrass him, he embarrasses you. Velo Ketani, Someh should be Yesh Patur. So why don't you give me both sides of Someh then? You embarrass him, you pay, and he embarrasses you, he doesn't pay. And the fact that it did not give that chiluk, it's mashma, that Someh is patur from boshet across the board. Mechlal de la shena. It's mechlal that what? There is no chiluk. Hache velo shena, hache doesn't matter, this doesn't matter. And therefore you cannot say the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Ela mechavertam nitin. Rabbi Shimon. If you go back to say the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, let's review what we just said. Who's the author of our Mishnah? The Gabe Boshet, Rabbi Shimon. That says what? Everybody's relative. Meaning the rich guy, you downgrade him a little, and the poor guy, you downgrade him a little. And that's what the Mishnah means. I couldn't feel mitbayesh. I mean, this guy is this price, that guy is that price. Why can it be the Yehuda? Because the Yehuda also says, I go to the feet, go to the katana, the feet, no, because the Yehuda is the one that says, Someh is patur. Someh is patur. And our Mishnah says that a Someh in lo boshet. And our Mishnah said that a Someh yesh lo boshet. And it's mashma yesh lo boshet both ways. And if you can't give that chiluk that we wanted to give, and therefore the Mishnah must be going like Rabbi Shimon. Baruch atah Adonai Man tana lehaditanu rabana. Who's the author of the following beraita? Nitkaven lebayesh takatan lebayesh tegadol. Okay. Guy intended to mibayesh a minor, a katan. And he ended up embarrassing a gadol. He wanted to spit, let's say, on a kid. Instead of spitting on the kid, he ended up spitting on the gadol. Noten le gadol de miboshto shel katan. Interesting. You pay the gadol the amount of boshet of your intent. Because you have to be intent. You were trying to mibayesh a katan, which is less. So you pay the gadol the amount that you have to pay the katan. Lebayesh ta'ayvet. Oh, you wanted to be bayish an avid? Okay, you wanted to spit at an avid? The bayish ben chorin, you missed. You end up being a free guy. No ten the ben chorin, the mebusto shel avid. Okay, Mani, lo rabbi Meir, lo rabbi Yehuda, rabbi Shimon. Who's this going like? I think the Gemara is going to explain. Kasal kadata katan, katan ben echasim, gadol gadol ben echasim. First of all, we think over here in the onset when it says katan ve gadol, we thought in assets. Katan means little money, and gadol means he has a lot of money, not in age. Okay, we're talking about in wealth. Okay, now,
statue. Exactly. Eid be meir. If you say it's be meir, how about kulu ba de'adadininu? Can I be? Because the Rebbe Yishita does what? Everybody gets flat the price of busha. We look like a rich guy that lost his money. And over here it says, noten the gadol de mebushto shel katan. It is clear. You pay the gadol the price of the katan. But here, it's much there is. You pay this guy the price of that guy, which much is different prices. So can I be the meir? The ir bi Yehuda ha'amar en la'avadim boshet. Can I be the meir for a technical? Because he says what? That en la'avadim boshet. There's no boshet when it comes to avadim. The Braita said clearly that what? You come in for an eved and you get the ben horin. You pay the ben horin the price you would have paid the eved. So much there is boshet for an eved. The ir bi Shimon Ha'aman, it came in the bayeshet zeh patur. And Rabbi Shimon holds becloud the bright that came out. Can I be like him? Because he said you came in to embarrass one guy, and ended up embarrassing another guy. Patur the gamin. How do we know? My tama ke ketala. The deen of boshet is like the deen of killing somebody. Ma katala admit kaven le. Just like katala yinal chayav until you actually have kavana. You have to have kavana laharog. Tichtiv ve arav lo ve kam alav. You ambush the guy which is his intention. So too, boshet is only chayav until you are mitkaven dichtiv, because it says, v'shalcha yadaha, that's why the lady that's trying to protect the husband that's getting beat up, so it says, v'shalcha yadaha, she sticks her hand out, v'hayezika bimbushav, and she grabs the place of boshet over there. Bimbushav, that's the place over there. She did it unintentionally. Ad sheyitkaven lo. So we learn from over there what? It's got to be Davka Bechavana. So we're back to the question, who is the author of that Beraita? Le'olam Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, really, I'll tell you, the Beraita is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, V'chikam Rabbi Yehuda. En Avadim Boshet. Which we said, that Rabbi Yehuda says there's no Boshet for Avadim. Limitbalehu. Yeah, if you embarrass them, you won't give them boshet. However, but to make an assessment for a ben horim to pay him the price of a boshet of an eved, we will assess. There's a difference. If mamash you embarrass them, there's no payment of a boshet. But we didn't say you're giving an eved boshet. We said you paid the ben horim the amount of a boshet of a eved. That can be the Yehuda Vibai Tema, Afilu Tema, Rabbi Meir. Oh, then we had a problem with Abimir, because here it's Mashma, we said that you pay the Gadol the price you would have paid the Katan. I mean, you pay the rich guy the price you would have paid the poor guy, that's Mashma at different prices. Whereas Abimir said it's a flat price of bullshit. How can it be? Kabbalah says, Misa Bart Gadol, Gadol Benechasim, Katan, Katan Benechasim. Well, you thought that Gadol and Katan is in stature? No. Gadol, Gadol, Mamash. The Katan, Katan Mamash. And even the Bimir agrees that Ligabe ages, there is a difference. Ligabe stature, Ashirin Ani, that's when the Bimir is not Mehalik. He says you paid a portion of a rich man that lost his money. Masha'ekin, when it comes to Mamash, a Gadol, an adult, and a minor, of course, even the Bimir agrees there's a difference between the Musha, and he holds also that why you only pay according to the one that you Mechaven for. So for the Mishtaka, the right thing, even so basically we have two choices in this Beraita. Either we're talking about a rich man, and there's a difference in stature, and therefore it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said, HaKol Lefi, HaKatan Lefi Katno, HaGadol Lefi Godol, each one according to his stature. That's very good. The Beraita makes sense. And the Hadrush of the Beraita is that in the case where you mitkaven for the rich guy, or the poor guy, and you hit the rich guy, you pay the rich guy, you matter the poor guy. So you see there's two different prices. The Buddha, either Evid business, we never said you pay an Evid. The Buddha says you don't pay an Evid, but you can assess based on the price of an Evid. Good. Or I can say, what, the Braita is a Bimeir? Oh, you thought we're talking about stature? No, we're not talking about stature. Stature is a difference stature is a set price. Rich, poor, we judge the guys if he's a rich guy that lost his money. We're talking about over here, adult and minor. Adult and minor, even if we will agree that there is a difference between the busha of an adult and the busha of a minor. The busha of an adult obviously is greater than the busha of a minor. Gemara continues. The katan bar boshetu. Another question. Is a katan subject to moshet bichlal? Is there an embarrassment when you embarrass a katan? Give us in. Yeah, why not? Kedamara papa de michlemole umekalel. Which is, yeah, a certain katan, when he gets old enough, he has an embarrassment. Well, you can embarrass him, and he gets embarrassed. Hachanamis, over here also we can say, that he's old enough, that when you embarrass him, he does feel it. Comes the next Mishnah, Mevayesh Eta'arum. A guy is Mevayesh, somebody that is unclothed. And Mevayesh Eta'asome, or somebody embarrasses a blind man, or Mevayesh Eta'yashen, or you embarrass somebody that is sleeping. Hayav. All these cases, you are hayat. The yeshin should be yesh patur. A guy sleeping, let's say, unintentionally, when he was sleeping, he embarrassed, he's patur. Nafal minagag, the zik ubi yesh, hayav ala nezik upatur ala boshet. That fell off the roof, and he caused the damage. The gebe damaging, even if you're a shogeg, you have to pay. But the gebe boshet, you only pay if you were mitkaven. That's why you are patur. Ad shi yehe mitkaven, the Mishnah concludes. Gemara tanu rabbanan bisho arum hayav. Which means a person embarrasses a person without clothes on. He's hayab. Ve'eno dome bisho arum v'bisho navush. Now, of course, if a person embarrasses somebody that's fully clothed, that is a higher busha than embarrassing somebody that is not dressed. Because once a guy's not dressed already, his busha already is less. He's not wearing clothes already. So, I mean, he himself is in a busha state. Okay? Now, bisho bebeta merhas hayab. If you embarrass a guy in a beta merhas, in the bathhouse, where, you know, people walk around usually not clothed in the bathhouse, hayab. Venodome bisho bebeta merhas, bisho bashuk. I mean, you can't compare if you embarrass him in the street, that's a regular place, that obviously is a stronger busha than in the bathhouse. Amar mor, bisho arum hayab, arum bar bushau, bar boshetu. What are you talking about? Is there a busha to a man without clothes on? The guy's mivuyash ve'omid. The guy's not wearing any clothes. The guy's mivuyash already. What kind of business is it? Amar papa, my arum. You're right. If the guy was totally unclothed, there's no busha for that guy. The guy cannot be more embarrassed than he is now. We're talking about over here a case. The atazika, a wind came. Karchinu lemane. And what happened? It caused his, robe to rise up a little from the wind. Ve'atahu, and this guy came along, dalinu tafeh, he lifted it more, and therefore he caused the mei busha. That's what it means he wasn't clothed. I mean, the wind was lifting up his clothes, and the guy went in, lifted it up more. Ubeshe, and he embarrassed him. That there it is, busha. Bisho be beta merchas hayav. Oh, you embarrass the guy in beta merchas. Shaya beta merchas. Bar boshet. Oh, again, everybody's walking around with clothes on in beta merchas. What kind of boshet is there? Amar papa she bisho al gav nahar. You know what it means? Beta merchas, not in the beta merchas. It means by the nahar, by the river, in a place where people bathe. Really, the guy was not in a beta merchas where everybody is undressed. Therefore, there is a busha by the nahar, which means the guy, it seems, was walking to the nahar, he lifted up his clothes a little to stick his feet into the river, whatever like that. The guy came and lifted it up more. Oh, that's a busha already. He embarrassed the guy. That's why you have to pay for the busha. When I get the news, the guy embarrasses a guy that's sleeping. Umit. Then he died. And obviously, he never found out about the fact that he got embarrassed. Mahu. Does he have to pay the busha to the kids? Does he have to confess and pay the busha to the kids? Nashi, bisho yashin, fourth line. Biyesh adam yashin umet, betuch shenato velo hekir bebosto sha'asa lo ze mahu. Can they never talk about a case where if the guy would have gotten up, he would have realized that he got embarrassed somehow. Hey, he did something to him, he could notice. But he died, and nobody ever could find it out. So does he have to give it to the children? So give it to Mike Mabayade. What's the question? Amar Zvid Hakika Mabayade. Mishum Kisufau. Which means if you're paying boshet, because why? You embarrass the guy. Veha mitle velitle kisufau. He never got embarrassed because he never found out about it. So then why do you have to pay? If you look at it like that, you're paying for the embarrassment. Well, the guy never felt the embarrassment because he died. He never knew about it. Or it's because you were mezalzel on a person, you'd be degraded a person, you know, but a beam, that was there. And yeah, even though he didn't feel about it, he feel, but you definitely degraded a person. So again, does it go with the feeling of the guy? If you go with the feeling of the guy, he didn't feel anything. He's dead. Or do you go, no, bottom line, you degraded a human being in front of people. He was degraded, whether he knows about it or not. You do definitely degraded a person, therefore you would have to pay. It's, that's the hakira of how does bullshit, work. Tashema. So give us this coming list. Rabbi Meir Omer. Haresh v'katan yesh lahem boshet. Right? Haresh v'katan. You better say Haresh or katan. There is boshet. Shote en lo boshet. Okay? Shote, no. That's a person that's deranged, right? Doesn't have da'at. Now, i'amad b'shlama mishum ziluta. I mean, if you're going to come along and say that the reason is ziluta, because she degraded, bottom line, a human being, hainu diktani katan. That's why it says katan. Because yumizazilin is kavod. He might not have da'at, let's say, enough to know what embarrassment is, but bottom line, you degraded a human being. But if you're going to say mishum kisufa, because the guy felt the embarrassment, katan bal boshedu. V'chi, does a katan have feelings that he knows what does it mean to be embarrassed? The Gemara is assuming at this point that a katan doesn't know anything between getting embarrassed and embarrassed. And they have to say the reason why a katan, if you embarrass him, you hayav, it's because you degraded a human being. The Gemara says elamai mishum ziluta. It's an obvious question. If it's going with ziluta, so what's the difference? If it's shote, bottom line, you degraded a human being. Amre shote en lecha boshet gedola mizu, which means the guy's mizuzal already. The shote is degraded in a degraded state already. He acts in a degraded way, so you can't degrade him any more than he is already. I can say it's degradation, but the guy's mizuzal in his way more than that. It cannot be. מכל מקום נפשות מינה, דה משום זילותה, הוא גם דהי משום כסופה, קטן בכסופה, הוא גם back to the proof. קטן is not about כסופה, so there must be because of זילותה. No, כדאמר הפאפה, דה מכלמו לה ומקלם. אכן עמד, דה מכלמו לה ומקלם. Not gonna say the kids talk about it, it's a קטן, it's old enough, that does feel embarrassment. So we have no ראייה. קטן, after a certain age, starts to feel בושה. He gets embarrassed, so we have no ראייה. I can tell you really the reason of the ברייתא is because of embarrassment, and that we cannot be pushed your question. Oh, so Gemara says, La Papa Amar, Haki Kamevai, you learn the question a little differently. Mishum Kesufa Dideu, which means, do you look at it, the guy who's sleeping, you look at it, the embarrassment of the guy who he embarrassed. Okay, that guy died. Mamayitle. Or the Mamishum Boshet Mishpaha. Or when you embarrass somebody, do you have to factor in that once he gets embarrassed, it's already a busha on the entire family. So if you look at a busha on the entire family, even if he died, the family was embarrassed. Therefore, you have to make the compensation. So give it a tashema. Back to the same proof. Heresh v'katan yesh lo boshet. Shote en lo boshet. I amad b'shlama mishum boshet v'shpacha. Hainu diktani katan. And the reason why you have to pay the katan, he might not get embarrassed, but bottom line, you embarrassed his family in the interim. Ela I amad meshuk kesufadi. If you're going to say it's his own embarrassment, katan bar boshetu. Ela mai meshuk boshet deme mishpacha filu shote name. Back to the shote. What shote also has a family. So the chaurah you'd have to pay from the boshet of the family. So the Gemara says, sure, no proof. Shote elecha boshet gedola mizu. Shote, the guy's mivuyash already. The family's mivuyash from him already. You cannot add to the busha that he has already. Because I come to the bottom line, you can prove from here. The mishum boshet mishpaha. The mishum kesufa. Katan bar kesufa. Who must be boshet mishpaha? Because the katan does not have embarrassment. Amar papa in. Back to the papa's famous rule. The michlemu le'u mikalem. We're talking about a katan. It's old enough that when you embarrass him, he indeed gets embarrassed. And the Mishnah Rabbah Atanya, I'll prove it to you. Rabbi Omer, Heresh yesh lo boshet, Shote en lo boshet, Katan, Pa'amim yesh lo, Pa'amim en lo. Clearly, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Meaning depends on his age. And this is what I think I say with somebody talking about. He's old enough where already he gets a Musha. Had mechlemu lo mekalem, had mechlemu lo velo mekalem. That's what the Brayta means. So when his Katan is young enough that he embarrasses me, he doesn't get embarrassed. Okay, there's no bullshit for that Katan. When he's old enough, when he embarrasses me, he gets embarrassed, and already he's old enough. So we have no ra'aya from the Brayta to answer the question of a yashin she mit. Both ways we ask the question, there is no answer. Okay, what did we learn? Okay, blind man, then we also said if a person embarrasses a sleeping guy, hayav, but the sleeping guy that embarrasses is patur. Matnitin de lo Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Why de Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Amir? Some in lo boshet. That a blind man has no boshet. Which if you embarrassed a some, meaning if a some embarrassed somebody, again, if a some embarrassed somebody, there's no boshet. Mekachet Rabbi Yehuda poter mehaybe galuyot. Some does not have to go to galut if he killed Bishogeg. Or mehaybe malkuyot, or if he did something that's hayab malkut, or mehaybe mitot betin. Wow, so the someh is really patur from everything. It's patur if he embarrasses somebody, it's patur from exile, it's patur from malkuyot. So the Gemara, Baita Rabbi Yehuda, gamar enecha enecha me'edim zomimim. He has a gezerah shava. It says by boshet, it says the word, lo tahos enecha. And by edim zomim, it says, lo ta'os enecha. So he makes a gezera shava, enecha, enecha. Ma atam somim lo, which means just like somim cannot become edim zomimim, because they can't see. So I got to come and testify you with us. Right? They can't see anything. Afacha somim lo, so too by boshet, which is the word enecha, so too there is no boshet. So Amishna is not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Amishna said what? Whereas according to the Biyuda, someh en lo boshet. So we're learning it both ways. So therefore, not if he embarrasses or he gets embarrassed. And why is he patur? Because the Torah says enecha, and we know by zomemim it says enecha. I mean, just like he cannot be an ed, so there's no busha either. Gezerah shava. Okay, mechayebe galuyot. How do we know that a someh is patur from exile if he kills Beshogeg? Because the Pasuk says, let's say a rock falls on the guy, Beloreot. That's the Pasuk. Beloreot, without seeing. I mean, you didn't see. You didn't notice the guy was there. So the Gemara says, Prat le someh, that's coming to exclude a someh, which is Beloreot, means you were able to see, you just didn't see. But Prat le someh that cannot see, Bechlal. That if he kills Beshogeg, he is Patur. He comes along and says, no, but Lore'ot is coming along to say that, even a someh. Oh, so how do you learn the machloket? My tamad, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that the someh is patur from galut? Amar lecha. Of course, he says like this, when we talk about galut and, killer b'shugah, he says, Va'asher yavo et re'ehu bayar. Lachtov esim. Guy went into the forest in order to chop down trees. Now, lafidu someh. Now, over here, he can also walk into a yard. Anybody can walk into a yard. Anybody that's able to walk into a forest is hayav galut. Can a blind man walk into a yard? Why not? Katav rahmana beloreot. Ah, that's what the Torah says. Beloreot lemeute. So again, you have an inclusion yard. Beloreot comes to exclude only somebody that can see, but not a someh. V'Rebimiir katav rachmana beloreot lemeute. He says the other way. He's beloreot comes to exclude katav rachmana bibli daat, and also says what the words bibli daat lemeute, because he has no doubt. There's no doubt where his friend is. With bibli daat, a guy that can have daat, but bibli daat, but a someh can never have daat. So you have two exclusionary terms. You have beloreot excluding a someh. Bibli da'at also to exclude a someh. And why bibli da'at excluding a someh? Bibli da'at, you did not have da'at. Master, you were able to have da'at. But a someh that can never have da'at where the guy was, you'd be patur. So Rabbi Meir says, I have two mi'uts. What's the rule when you have two mi'uts, two exclusion? So Yabara says, we have a mi'ut, a har mi'ut, ve'en mi'ut, a har mi'ut, ela l'rabot. Two exclusionary terminologies is coming to include. Therefore, he holds the someh is indeed subject to galut v'Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, what does he do with bibli da'at? Ha'hu bibli da'at prat lemitkaven hu de'ata. It's coming to tell me the guy is only patur from shogeg, from galut when he was shogeg. However, if he did it with kavanah, he is indeed going to be hayav. So bibli da'at tells me the ramification that you're going to be hayav galut in. Only biblidat la'apuke mitkaven.
Amen. Amen.